Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I see where Oakland, California has made the news again. This time, the mayor of the city has decided to interfere in the legal authority and duties of immigration officers by announcing upcoming sweeps for criminal illegal aliens. I thought it was the duty of elected officials to uphold the law and do everything in their power to make our streets safer. Just a few short years ago, Kate Steinle was killed in the city of San Francisco by an illegal alien who had been deported numerous times. In this case, the individual found a gun, discharged it in a populated area, and one of the bullets struck and killed Kate Steinle. You can spin it numerous ways, but the fact is that if this individual had been dealt with appropriately, Ms. Steinle may be alive today. This is not an isolated incident. Even here in Humboldt County a few years ago, when I was the sheriff, I had a deputy involved in an armed encounter with an illegal alien. In this case, the subject was protecting a marijuana grow site. He was from Mexico, had been deported on at least two prior occasions, and also been involved in criminal activity in the Fresno area. One of my deputies encountered the subject, who was armed with a shotgun. Verbal orders were given in Spanish, which the subject ignored. The individual raised the weapon in a threatening manner, was shot, and succumbed to his wounds. Again, an instance where a violent criminal was allowed to slip through the cracks of our justice system, and now California is a sanctuary state. I understand the plight of the Dreamers and their desire to stay in the United States. But there is a legal procedure to do so, just as thousands of others do every year. A pathway to citizenship is available to those who want to become citizens of this country. I have traveled to many countries in Central America and some in Europe. The people are unique and have national pride. They also understand the importance of citizenship as well. It is not as easy to stay over on your visa elsewhere as it is here in America. In regards to our politicians who take the oath of office, an oath of loyalty and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California. This oath means something and is taken as a public display of their intention of following the rule of law as well as protecting those they serve. It is not a license to violate and circumvent the law. I have a remedy for politicians like the mayor of Oakland. Exercise your right of speech, but not under the covering of your oath of office. If you don't agree with the rule of law or support the Constitution, then resign, which would give you the freedom to air your views of opposition to those documents we as Americans hold dear. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.